The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 629.
We get it. You've got a busy life. Family, friends, community involvement, pets, and sometimes you're working a day job on top of it all. So how can you find time to market your business? You do it by finding one marketing method that will bring you all the leads and clients you need. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. Discover the marketing method that uses your natural gifts. It's easy at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, and it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads and clients today.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. Great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so happy you're here. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for spreading the word about the show. I sure appreciate you. That is the best. You're the best. Have I told you lately that you're the best? I'm just telling you right now. You are the best. Okay, so down to business. You know, we had somebody write in asking for help because they have a husband that's not supportive in their business. And I'm sure many people out there have this same issue, whether it's a husband or a wife or a significant other who is probably well-meaning, but is not supporting what you're doing. Maybe there's not enough income coming in and it seems like you're working and not getting any traction, or they want you doing something else with your time. I mean, all sorts of reasons why people may not support your business. Now, side note, what we're going to talk about today, this applies to any issue you have with anyone in your life. Probably, maybe not the number one, but maybe the number two question we get asked all the time is, can you train other people's brains? Like, I get this, but can you do something about my daughter or about my husband or about my mother? Or, you know, there's always a question about how can I fix someone else or how can I get someone else to change? And so this question specifically came in from a listener about a husband that's not supportive, but it really applies to anybody outside of you or anybody you're having an issue with. So let's unravel this, because what happens for most people with these kinds of questions is they will come at it from the psychological view. So we're going to kind of take an onion and we're going to take all the layers off of it. So they might say something like, your husband is not supporting you because he's jealous, or there's some kind of psychological issue that he has. And so they'll try to do some kind of pop psychology to figure out what's wrong with the husband in order to make this so that he's more supportive? What is the missing piece? Or how can you talk to him about it in a better way? Or how can you be more understanding or figure him out? We're not going to do that here. Then the second way that most people try to tackle this is they try to make it something about us that we need to change, again, psychologically. Like, we don't stand up for ourselves enough, or maybe there's some problem that deserving that you don't feel like you can say what you need. And so, again, it's this kind of psychological viewpoint about how you may not measure up and you have to fix yourself somehow in order to stand up for yourself for the non-supportive husband, right? I'm not going to tackle that one either, because you're going to see very soon that those things don't really matter. There's two basic brain training ways that I like to come at these issues of other people, and we're going to use the non-supportive husband as the example in this. What do we know about the brain for sure? We know for sure that there is a reticular activating system in our brain that works in conjunction with the hippocampus to filter through everything that comes into our experience. And it's too much to process. We get too much stimuli in every second of every day. There are color and sounds and sensations and info, billions of bits of information we're trying to process. So because we can't process everything that's coming at us, our reticular activating system, our RAS, R-I-S, filters it. And it's like a little matchmaker. It's filtering through all of this, looking for very specific things. And what's it looking for? It's looking for whatever beliefs you already have in the inside, whatever messages you're already giving yourself in the inside, whatever things you're already thinking about, whatever other things you're already talking about. So if you are saying something or thinking something over and over and over again, it becomes a habit of thought and it becomes a belief. And that habit of thought and that belief makes your reticular activating system stand at attention and say, got it. This is what I'm looking for. Thanks for letting me know, Dana. I'm on the lookout for more of that. Thanks for thinking about this all the time, because I'm your little matchmaker and I'm ready to match this up. So nobody likes to hear what I'm about to say, but I'm still going to say it. And that is, when you have a habit of thought that sounds like, my husband doesn't support me, 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 guess what? Your reticular activating system says, got it. I'm on the lookout for everything that matches that. I'm on the lookout for everything that looks like that. Because I'm here, I'm your brain, I'm your best friend, and I want to support your version of reality. Your brain wants to make you right. And so if you have a story you're telling, your brain wants to make you right, and it looks for more evidence of that. So challenging as it is, because when we have an idea about somebody, we don't want to change our idea about people too easily, right? Most of the time, because we want to go like, no, but you don't know. My dad is really different. He really is this way. Or you don't know. My best friend, she really did do this. And so if you want your husband to be more supportive, then you have to start by looking for the supportive things and retrain your brain. Retrain your brain for those supportive ways that he is supportive. And this goes for anybody. If you think your mother is negative, you have to look for the ways that she is positive. You have to make a case for the other side of this person. Because I'll tell you something, we don't want people to put us in a box. We don't want people to label us. We don't want people to say, well, she's this way all the time. She has only one facet to her personality, and this is how she is, and that's just the way it is. No, we don't. We want to be multifaceted. And you know what? every single phrase, every single adjective you can use, I could make a case that I'm that way. People could say I'm really ambitious, and I could give you lots of evidence that I'm really ambitious. And you know what? I could give you lots of evidence that I am lazy, lazy, lazy. I could give you evidence that I'm social, and I could give you evidence that I'm a homebody. So we are multifaceted. We have all sorts of different parts of our personality. And so if you want your husband to be more supportive, then you have to start training your brain looking for it. So start by making a list of how he is supportive, and start by asking yourself, how has he been supportive in the past? In what ways do you have evidence that he has been supportive? Is there anything that he's ever been supportive about? Are there ways that he's supportive of other people? Does he have a tendency to support certain things? Can you use little phrases to yourself to train your brain? Like, I'm starting to see that he's getting more supportive. I'm starting to notice a shift. Ever since I was open to the idea that he's more supportive, I've started to see that he's more supportive. I love seeing him in a more supportive way. And it seems like since I loosened up and relaxed my brain around this, he's getting more supportive. Find those little ways you can trick yourself and talk to yourself that it's already changing and he's already getting more supportive. So that is solution number one. Okay? So we had two ways that we didn't talk about and we're not dealing with. Now we're going to have two solutions that we are going to deal with. So solution number two is when you are super fired up and feeling good and happy and excited about your business, I bet you don't even notice that he's not supportive. And so many times when people express doubt to us or express negativity to us, they're really just reflecting the own negativity and doubt that we're already feeling. Because if you're feeling really fired up, really good, really happy, really positive about your business, and anybody says to you, oh, that, are you really doing that? You want to look at them and go, oh, you're so cute. You just don't know. I appreciate because I love you and I know you really just got my best interest at heart, but I'm just so excited about this thing and it's unstoppable. So the inside work, the mindset work, the only quote unquote work that matters, and we'll call it play, is telling a different story about that person, about him, and telling a different story about where you're at, keeping yourself fired up, keeping yourself excited, keeping yourself clear, keeping yourself sure. When you are in that feeling of sureness and knowing and positivity and this is working and nothing is stopping me and I'm on my way and just watch out because look out, I am on my way and this is happening and I know what I'm doing and I'm clear as can be and I can see it and it's just like so big. And I love it, and I love the feeling I get, and I feel like taking action, and I'm ready, and this is all happening right now. Those other people, anybody in your world, they just don't even exist. You don't even see them, right? So, over psychology solutions, 1, 2. If you want to explore them, go ahead, but for me, throw those out the window, and instead, focus on the only thing that matters, your brain, the internal work. Seeing the other person differently and getting yourself so fired up, you don't even notice the other person. That's the solution, right? By the way, I want to make sure that if you are unsure about all of this brain training stuff and don't get all the bits and pieces and don't understand how to apply this to your business, I can tell you in 60 seconds or less at the 60secondworkshop.com. If you stay after the 60-second workshop, for the whole series, it'll take you a total of 8 minutes to watch the whole series. And you will be leaving there an expert brain trainer and you will get it. And you will be able to get started on your new path of brain training and building your business the easy way. Because no matter what anybody tells you, there is only one thing that matters when it comes to building your business. Mindset. Mindset matters most. But you know that because you're here. You're a brain trainer. You got this. You got this. You totally got this.
I'm excited!
Okay, like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't.
All you have to do is flip the button.
He's like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.